Okay, here we go. So an important breakthrough came in 1995 when virtual environment researchers discovered that immersive virtual reality, or VR, was effective as a means of treating acute pain. And so it seems surprising that a media form such as immersive virtual reality is successful at treating pain in which, you know, the standard treatment is opioids, such as morphine, oxycodone, hydrocodone, things like that. And so people were initially skeptical about this because the study that initially published this research was somewhat small. However, over the last 15 years, those studies have been replicated and the results have been shown to robustly address acute pain in circumstances such as wound care. So you might think that other media forms, such as video games, might work as well, and it turns out that they do not. Only immersive virtual reality is effective at treating acute pain. And part of the reason we think that this is the case is that only immersive virtual reality takes up all of the attentional resources of a person undergoing these treatments. And therefore, people are fully involved in a tight perceptual motor feedback loop that really, really works at addressing acute pain. All right, it's not a bad one.
Nice.
Not as emphatic as she has it here, but, you know.
And then maybe we could just do the other one.
What was the other one?
The other one is...
I thought there was just one.
That says that... this approach of exploring advanced technology holds the
potential to
create an avenue to self-modulate and avoids invasive medical procedures, strict reliance on the patient. It's pretty much just a summary statement.
Yeah, okay.
Anytime you're ready.
So, this advantage of using advanced technology, advanced virtual environment technology, we think will also work well for addressing chronic pain. And part of the reason for this is it will have the same type of features in terms of the interactive experience that the acute pain environments will have. And it will give us an opportunity to explore new avenues of addressing this kind of very significant issue of chronic pain. Yeah, I left out the dependence issue. Okay, let's do it again. This approach of using advanced technology to address acute pain may also work well in addressing chronic pain. And the hope is that, you know, because it's been shown to work for acute pain, the same attentional features that VR brings to acute pain will also work for chronic pain, and therefore will offer the benefit of not, of being enabling patients to avoid the problems of regular pharmacology treatments, such as, you know, using painkillers like, you know, morphine and hydrocodone and oxycodone and so on and so forth, and might give you the opportunity to lessen the patient's dependence on these drugs. And so we think that this is, you know, kind of a really great opportunity for new work in this very important area using technological intervention.